It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on the show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
No, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the eight-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guy.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny on Getting Skinny.
Doctor, back in the studio.
Lee, good to see you again. And we are here at Atlanta. What's today's date? July 12th?
Something like that.
11th?
Ballpark.
Yeah, somewhere around there. And it's Thursday here, a beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia. We have a great show. We always have a great show. We've never had a bad show.
Never. Well, except that one.
Which show was really bad? A long time ago?
2007.
Hey, you know what? We're coming. When, do you remember the date when we first started doing, when we first started podcasting?
No.
Is it listed?
July? Probably. It's probably in there. Go to our iTunes page.
We have just surpassed our fifth year doing the show.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, 05. We started in 05. This
is
our fifth year that we're doing this show.
Wow.
And we're going to keep doing it. We don't care if you listen. You don't even have to listen to the show. We're going to keep doing it. And if you don't want to tell your friends about us, don't tell them.
Fine. We're still here.
We're going to keep listening. And if you want to keep us down from going,
we're like herpes. We're not going anywhere. You got us forever.
That's a good analogy. I like that. We're like herpes. Very good. We'll put that tagline. We make healthy living for everyone, and then we're like herpes.
Exactly.
That's really great. Oh, man, what a week. I was in the great state of Florida. You know how summertime.
Right. You're like jet setter.
I'm always
every weekend
leaving.
You're in
every
another
weekend
state.
I'm going somewhere. Next, a couple weeks I'll be back in New Jersey. My weekend with my buddy. Our yearly excursion. You know how like you like to go with Xavier?
Yes.
Or you stop doing that. You don't hang out with him anymore, don't you? You could put a
kibosh
on it.
We haven't gone in a while. Scheduling.
But he has lots of money, right? He can pay for the trip for both of you,
yes,
can he?
Yes, he can.
But he's not. He's choosing not to?
No, he would. Absolutely.
He would do that?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm heading up to New Jersey, but I was down in Florida, and great times. Went to my favorite Ben's Deli place. By the way, for people listening to the show, if you're ever in a state and you like to go on Facebook and send pictures about where you are and stuff, don't do it where you have lots of relatives. They tend to get pissed off when you're in their state and you don't go to visit them and you post those pictures. I can't tell you how many relatives I had that were like, oh, you're in Boca Raton and you're not coming to visit us?
Yeah.
Can you leave me alone?
People got a lot of time. That Facebook ruins a lot of relationships.
It's a killer. Right? It's a killer.
It's true.
That's why we're saying we don't want any more fans. It's killing our relationship.
No, but we had a momentous experience.
We did. We had our 400th fan, right, to our show, and I had to check to make sure.
They weren't related to
you. I wasn't related. They weren't related to me. Her name is Rhonda Lynn Jordan from Tennessee, and she is going to get a bunch of goodies. Actually, I checked the site. She was like, is this real? She thought she was like some sort of scam.
Right.
You know, that we were scamming her.
We're
going
to send it to her, and then we'll make her pay some shipping fee.
But you know, it's funny you mentioned that because we actually got scammed this week, right? We got scammed. It was funny. We thought we're going to be on the Lifetime channel. We were like, oh, man, because we have our book that just came out, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. And we're like, wow, the media. Like I called the fat guy up and I said, Lee, they found us. I'm like, they're actually finding us out on, you know, they know who we are. I called up. We had to pay. We actually have to pay to go on TV. But we're not going to
happen.
They're not going to do that. What a scam. But they got through you. Yeah, if they can get through your... You have a great baloney detector.
A radar for that. And man, they do a good
and
job.
And they went right past you. Anyway, I spoke to him and found out that it was a scam and said forget about it. So,
so you know what? I want this lady who's going to get this big gift basket.
Rhonda Lynn?
Yes,
Jordan?
Rhonda.
I wonder
to
if she's
take a picture of herself with the stuff to prove to other people that we really do send the stuff, because obviously there's some people that think that we don't really send the stuff out.
Yeah. Rhonda, if we're going to send you some, what are we going to send her? We're going to send some DVDs?
I got a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to get a big thing together.
But send her some of these Hershey. What is this?
No,
Hershey?
It'll melt.
What is these things? Hershey Kisses?
A whole bunch of stuff.
We got crunchy milk chocolate. We're not going to send her that stuff, right?
No.
That's not Dr. Fitz and the Fat Guy certified.
No.
We'll send her some DVDs, some books, and
lots of DVDs. She'll get
lots of DVDs.
At least a half a dozen, maybe 10.
Rhonda, if we send you like a pregnant woman DVD, please don't.
Is she pregnant?
No, I don't know, but I'm saying if we send her something inappropriate or like a DVD for the elderly and she's like 25, that's not, you know.
We got to be neutral.
We got to be neutral. So
we're going to hand select.
Right. We have that Pussycat Doll DVD.
I don't know. I got a whole box.
I like that one. Yeah. Robin Anton. That was a great DVD.
And that guy last week, Cal, was telling us.
Cal Pozo.
Yeah, that some people just buy those DVDs just to watch them. They don't even actually.
I got to tell you a funny story about Cal Pozo. Do you know that guy had, he came on our show. He was in the hospital. He was in the hospital and still came on our show.
Yeah, because the show must go on, doctor.
Right. Travis Stork, we get this guy. He cancels every week. We get him on it. We got to get him every week.
He's probably saving lives.
No, he's on that doctor show, and he cancels our coming on our show. But this guy, Cal Poser, is in a hospital.
On his death.
And he calls in right at the moment. And so anyway, we really had a great time with him last week as well. Also, I really like that guy, Ryan Sullivan, from that website, No More Bacon.
Yes.
That's some good stuff.
And did he send you a big gift bag of bacon like he did me?
He sent you bacon?
Yeah.
No, he knows I'm kosher. He
it's
knows
kosher
I can't.
Bacon.
He knows I can't take
it's from lamb.
Yeah. So, anyway, Lee, I was looking in the news. You know, I love looking through some of these stories out there. And there was a sauna contest. Did you hear about this?
Yes, in Russia.
Was this somehow, the most
it was
bizarre,
either Russia or it was in Boca Raton. I forgot. Where was it?
It was in Finland, by the way. It was a sauna competition in Finland.
But a Russian was involved.
And it was a Russian that was involved. And he died after sitting in the sweltering hot sauna for 6 full minutes.
6 minutes? That doesn't seem very long.
No, because I go 10 in the steam.
Six?
But
you're going to die?
No, it was 230 degrees. They were bleeding. They had sores. Like they were open sore. Like this is the.
And they make fun of us in our hot dog eating contests.
The world. This has taken place 12 times, I don't. This is. But if they're going only 6 minutes and that's the best they can do, that's got to be intense. So
did he at least win?
No.
You don't win for dying.
What was this guy's name? This guy's name is Vladimir Lazazinski. And he died of heat stroke.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah, it's...
6 minutes, though. That's pretty fast.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I got to tell you, when you're dying from a... This is such a crazy competition. Who can sit in the sauna longest? I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, and the thing is, I wonder if they were playing head games. Because I know, like, there's guys, when I go in the steam room, we play these games.
What, like...
Who can last the longest? Like, I know, like, what I like to do is I like to just go into, like, a zen state. Like, I go into a lotus position.
You don't chat?
No, I don't chat. No. I try to just...
Is this a naked thing or a towel thing?
These guys look like they were in, like, I think just shorts. They were naked up until then. But they got to see, there's a picture of them. They don't look happy.
Well, how
and
can
they
have
this? And they're sitting next to each other.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. I can't believe... And I don't know, like, what happens. Like, does the other guy run out and go, yeah, like, you go, like, I won? Like, what?
No, the last guy standing is the winner.
Yeah.
Unless you die.
Just crazy. And then this morning I was leaving to go to the studio.
Yes.
I turn on the Today Show. I'm watching a segment on a guy who had a pea plant growing out of his lung. Did you hear about this?
It's because, you know, what your parents said, if you swallow the watermelon seed, a watermelon grows in your
This
stomach.
Guy, apparently...
Seems that that's true.
The environment in your lungs apparently seems to be a great
was
area.
Was he a smoker?
He had emphysema.
Yeah, see, there had to be a lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah.
Stuff that seeds can stick into and grow.
So, yeah, the guy had a pea plant. They said it was 1.5 inches. It collapsed one of his lungs.
Wow.
1.5 inches long.
But the good news is now they're using emphysema rotted lungs to grow things now in farms. So we learned something from that.
Exactly. So I can't believe that actually happened. And I think it's disgusting. That's
Why
just
is it,
crazy.
It just shows you what life. See, life can form anywhere.
Just
see that?
You know, and the ironic thing is the guy, one of the first meals after it was
peas.
Some salad with peas in it.
Yeah, he had that craving. Couldn't explain why.
Just unbelievable. Crazy people out there. What about you? What happened to you this week? Anything exciting? I noticed that your walking's back up to 10,000 steps. I saw that yesterday.
Yesterday was a good day. But it's funny because...
Your days are good when you're walking more? That doesn't make sense for a fat guy. I thought your good days are like when you're not walking a lot.
Having this device, this Fitbit that I've been using religiously for at least, 6 weeks, 8 weeks now, I don't move a lot. And it's just frightening. You know, like,
well,
I can go literally days less than 2,000 steps. An entire day, 2,000 steps. You
right.
probably do that just going to your car.
Well, no. You know, it's funny. Since that study came out, that crazy, when we had Robert Davis in here a couple of weeks ago, the Healthy Skeptic, we had that study, the study that came out about sitting and how detrimental it could be for your health, even if you're active and you're athletic and you're doing stuff. So now I'm a crazy person in my office. I have a station set up where I'm on the computer now. I try not to sit more than a couple of minutes at a time. I'm going to stand. I'm not sitting. Matter of fact, we're going to move the show to a standing show.
Yeah, you are.
We're going to move these tables out.
You can stand.
And we'll just get the microphones.
Go ahead. We're going to get the mic.
We can do that.
Go ahead. Hold it up.
You're not going to do that.
Walk
you
around.
Wasn't it life changing for you? It didn't convince you that we needed to make a change.
No, I could see that.
Is that important to you? Why are you not decide? Why are you not want to? Why do you not want to?
I'm extremely lazy. Do you factor that in?
You're not lazy, but standing, what's the difference?
Standing is such a hassle.
You're kidding me.
It's strenuous.
It's too much for you? You'd rather sit.
Well, in our roles in the show, I'd rather sit.
So
this device, what's interesting is it's tracking everything I do, but it's not really modifying my behavior. It's not like I'm going, 2,000 steps, that's not a lot, I better do something. I still don't do anything.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not like it's actually motivating me to do something. I'm just aware that I'm not doing anything. So I might stop using it just for that. That way I'd rather not be aware, you know? You know, denial, ignorance, those are very comforting things.
Are you still getting the comments all over the web about
people have given up that Fitbit's not accurate. People have given up on that.
They're going, if you can do that many steps,
this piece
of crap.
You know what was interesting? I was getting tweets from people that were responding because my Twitter handle is @fatguy. People are going, talking amongst themselves, saying, did you know that @fatguy is a real person? Like they didn't know that. So they thought it was like a fictional person.
Well, I think it's great that you keep doing the Fitbit. Anything that helps you stay actively, I'm a big fan of. And also make sure when you're on the web, you're checking us out. Make sure you check out our new book, 35 Ways to Raise Active Kids. It is out on Turner Publishing. I think it comes out in another couple of weeks. It's a great book and you're going to love reading it. And you're going to get a lot of tips on how to keep your kids active. There's some funny things about what the fat guy thinks about raising kids and making them active as well in our book. And I'm excited for it that comes out. Lee, I was also asked to give a little blurb for There's a guy who's coming out with a book, Rock Harper. You may have heard of him from...
Bob Harper?
No, Rock.
No, I haven't heard of him.
Bob
Harper I've heard of.
Bob Harper?
He was the trainer from The Biggest Loser.
Oh, yeah, The Biggest Loser trainer.
Him.
No, Rock Harper, this guy is
his
from...
cousin.
He's from the show. He won the Hell's Kitchen show, the cooking show. He's a chef. So he's got a book coming out. I got to check it out, see if I like it. I'm sure I'll love it.
Especially when
people pay me to say how much I love it.
Of course
I won't be paid for that. No, I won't be paid, but, you know, what can you do? All right, let's bring in our first guest today, Lee. I am excited to have with us Captain Doug and Gayla Raitz. We met them in New York a while back, Lee. And now, this is a husband and wife. He's a pilot. She's a stewardess. And they have flown over.
Stewardess, really?
Yeah.
What is this, 1970?
What's wrong? You can't use that term? They don't have stewardess anymore?
No, they don't.
What's it called? Flight attendant?
Yes.
All right, well, okay, flight attendant. Anyway, 11 million miles they've flown. They have
They never crashed.
They never crashed.
They've never gone down and at the ramp.
They went
like that guy. Did you see that guy?
Oh yeah, the new the pilot last week for JetBlue.
Yeah,
he was a steward.
Steward.
610,000 passengers they've served. They've visited more than 54 countries. They've dined in over 6,100 restaurants around the world. They know a lot. They've drank. I think they've had more than 5 barrels of wine each. That's a lot of wine.
Just today.
They're certified travel agents. They know about travel. If there's anyone that knows about travel, it's these two. And welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Adam and Lee. This is Captain Doug.
And this is Gayla.
Gayla and Captain Doug.
Wow, that introduction's going to be tough to live up to.
Well, listen, I mean, if there's someone that knows about traveling, it's you guys. And I want to know, first of all, have you guys ever been together on the same flight? Have you ever traveled together as a team together?
How do you think they met?
Well, we actually haven't flown as crew members on the same trip. But, yes, we have flown on the same flight when we travel.
The tricky thing here is that Captain Rates flies for one airline and I fly for another.
Oh, nice. Which one's better? Which one? You don't have to say which one, but you can tell me if Captain Doug or Gala, which one is better?
Well, of course, I'm sorry, but I have to admit that as much as I've always wanted to fly for who I'm flying for, Captain Rates' airline is actually better.
Oh.
Spoken just as it should have been.
Now, Captain Doug, I don't know if you know this, but this is Dr. Fitness here, and I got to tell you, I'm not a big fan of...
He's a fear of flying.
I don't like to fly a lot. And the other thing is, I've never taken a cruise, but...
He has a fear of cruising.
No, I don't have a fear of cruising, but I have a fear of flying. Is there anything that you can
flying
tell me...
Flying to cruises.
Yeah, flying to cruises. Anything that you can anything that you can tell me...
That'll make him feel more comfortable
That's going to make me feel like, just don't even worry about it. It's going to be fine. Because I'll tell you...
Maybe if he's your pilot, he'll let you sit on his lap during the flight.
And you know
would
what?
Would that make you feel better?
Yeah, that would feel a lot better. You know, the problem with me, Captain Doug, is it's the initial... When we... That moment where... When they hit the engines and we're taking off, and I realize to myself, I'm like, oh, it's done. I don't have a say in if I want to go on this trip or not anymore. I'm on the air. So is there anything
well,
that you can tell
me? Well, this is true. But, you know, if it would make you feel any better, I feel the same way when I'm sitting in the back.
Oh,
when you're up front, the view is a whole lot better.
Right.
But to make it easier for you, I would say to you, when you come on board, go say hi to the guys. Now, they probably won't let you, and gals, sorry, we do have women pilots too, actually a fair amount of them. They're probably not going to let you sit on their laps.
Right.
But who knows? they may make you feel a lot better.
Okay. But just saying hi, just having a – that you're right. I think that may make me feel a lot better. But
you know,
now,
there's something about making just a quick personal connection instead of – these days, unfortunately, you got the door for security. And, you know, if you come towards the restroom, somebody's going to tell you to step back. And you never know. There may be even a passenger that's going to tackle you before you get there.
Right. Now, Cap.
Sometimes the personal connection helps when you look him in the eye and you say, well, he probably doesn't want to die, so we'll be okay.
You know what? I think what also helped me too, Captain, is also I think if I saw the pilot, like, walk around the plane, like, bang it a couple of times with a hammer or, like, a shovel and just kind of, like, look around it and say, yeah, you know, just looking around the outside and maybe even lifting up the top of that the hood there and seeing how the engines work, and that I think that might help me too. Anyway,
you must have been watching us because normally we try to do that discreetly, but
oh, okay,
you've been paying attention.
now tell us a
they
little.
They actually do that, not the captain, but usually the first officer. His responsibility is to do a walk around and to spot any of the items that might be or look or could be unusual or something that needs to be addressed. And then, of course, it's his responsibility to bring that up to the captain so that they can check it out even before the passengers board. While all that's going around, those of us in the back, your trusty flight attendants / 1970 stewardesses, we're in the back checking out, making sure that all of the safety features in the back are there.
Okay.
Because, you know, that is part of our responsibility, and the FAA has charged us with making sure that everyone is safe on board. And Captain Rates, he's really concerned about not only his crew, his passengers, his cargo, but also the equipment. So I don't think you really need to worry about that, Dr. Fitness. We've got it in hand.
You know what? I feel much better now that you just told me that. Let's get to talking about cruises. And I know you guys have traveled all over the world, and you're a big fan of cruises. But a lot of times people they go on cruises and they know that they're going to gain a ton of weight
eating lots of mediocre food.
Yeah. What do we need to know about eating on cruises? And
like, should you really eat those butter sculptures they have around? Is that really the way to go?
Buttered sculptures are really yummy, but probably not for you, Lee. Anyway, there's a statistic out there that says you really don't need to gain 6 tons on a cruise. I mean, on a cruise when you go on it. And that's talking about all of the passengers, not just one of you.
Right.
But these days, there are such a variety of changes that have happened in the cruise industry that the Lido deck is still there for those who want to go and do that and have the buttered sculpture. But there is another side of it that has come out. The wellness centers, the spas, they're becoming a whole part of the ship where they're including all types of things, including spa cuisine.
Right.
Now, most of us look at that and think, oh, yummy bean sprouts. But I'll let Gayla continue with some of the other part of it.
The spas today have actually become an entire program on the cruise ships. You can book yourself on a beautiful cruise, and the spa rivals anything that you would find on a land resort these days. I'm sure all of you and your listeners have heard of Canyon Ranch.
Sure.
And the Golden Door, and, of course, the beautiful, oh, my gosh, the spa that knock your socks off over at the Wynn Encore in Las Vegas. So there are land resorts everywhere that have spas. And today, the cruise ships actually have dedicated quite a bit of square footage to health and wellness. Some cruise ships will have 20,000 square feet dedicated to their health and wellness. Part of the programs that you'll see on many of the cruise ships, in addition to yoga and other types of programs, you'll also have enrichment programs. So they'll help teach you a little bit and to learn how to eat smart, work out, watch your cholesterol, those types of programs.
Right.
You can work with a personal trainer these days. So you can get on board and you can shed a few pounds instead of gaining the 6 tons.
Now, Gayla, are there a lot of cruises out there that have fitness themes or like a wellness theme, like, you know, where you're going away just to get healthy or
You mentioned the Canyon Ranch, you can go there for
right.
a week and, you know, just for the purpose of losing weight. Mm-hmm. Do they have cruises that are set up that same way?
They absolutely do. Captain Rates has a couple of ideas for you the ships actually have entire areas where you book to go on that ship just to experience the spa environment. So you have special suites and cabins that are on the spa level. So you're going on that cruise to experience what that spa has to offer. But the benefit of all that is that you can get off that ship and you can go and have a wonderful shore excursion at the same time. So while you're there, yes, to experience the spa like you would at Canyon Ranch, at the end of the day, you're at Canyon Ranch. But at the end of the day, when you're on a cruise, you can get off at that port and go experience whatever that port has to offer. So it
nice.
Becomes a whole lot more, which makes it far more valuable to you as a cruiser because you're getting so many other things included in your cruise experience.
Now, do you have any tips? Like, what are some ways that the just a regular passenger can get some freebies or some deals?
What do you mean freebies?
Because they travel, so they know all the ins and outs of the little secrets to
you mean like free chocolates on your pillow? What
upgrades,
do you mean by
free treatments?
I gotcha. Is there any way to get any of the goodies? Any way that anything you need to know about that?
Well, I'll let Gayla handle that one because she does. She knows all of the tips, but I'll throw in the one about the airfare to go to the cruise.
Yeah,
if you would go online or call your travel concierge. Of course, that would be us. On Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights between midnight and 3, and have a look there, that's when you'll find your lowest airfares. I got to caution you, if you see one that looks reasonable, you better grab it because there's not 1,000 seats at that price.
Oh, wow. Wow, that
so
sounds
good.
Yeah.
Just a small tip for you.
Awesome. Very good. Now, anything, what about, is there a certain time of the year, Gayla, that you need to know about? Like, when's the best time to book some of these trips? And sometimes that you should kind of stay away from because of the heightened season.
Well, of course, when you're looking at traveling, the most advantageous point of getting the best fares is to travel off-season. It doesn't matter if you're going to do a land cruise, resort, whatever. If you go off-season, you will by far have the best rate.
What is off-season?
Yeah, what's off-season?
Well, everything has a different season. You know, in Las Vegas, off-season typically is in the middle of winter because it's cold in Las Vegas. People don't realize that, hey, this is a desert. It's cold there.
Right.
So typically off-season is winter in Las Vegas. Although Las Vegas is really, really hot in the summer, but that's typical high tourist season. If you go to the resort areas down in the Caribbean, that area, typically hurricane season is off season for them. It's questionable. You know, people think, oh my gosh, what if there's a hurricane and my vacation is going to get ruined? Well, the resorts and the travel agents have actually planned around that, and so we do have escape routes and things that we use to help passengers along the way. So, you know, it depends on where you're going to go. Also, if you're doing a cruise, and especially if you're doing a health and wellness cruise, and you're going to be doing some other things like maybe getting Botox treatments.
Oh, wow.
And medical types of a spa.
Can you get a lipo?
Or bariatric surgery?
Yeah, that's a good combo. Get that mixed together.
Well, you know, interesting you mentioned that. We actually have heard of a woman, instead of living at a retirement community, she is cruising the world.
Oh, wow. That's her deal.
Instead of living in a retirement community where she sees the same people every day and she sees the same four walls, she's cruising the world and she is seeing every part of the world with different people, different experiences, and different flavors every day. And part of that is that she has medical staff on board. Of course, you know, not for severe medical issues, but there is medical on board. And she's being treated to some great spa experiences along the way. You know, if you are traveling and you're getting off in Kushadasi, you can go to some of the hammams there that will just knock your socks off. So while you can't even enjoy the spa and massages on board, you can get off of the ship and go and experience some of the spas and the offerings that they have on shore as well, which will be fabulous. But, you know, you're getting back to your little freebies. How do you get those?
Yeah,
things,
the freebies,
you know,
right,
question?
Right.
Well, part of what people don't realize is that if you book early, you will actually get some of the best deals.
If you book early, okay.
If you book early. Now, because you will also get what it is you want. People say, well, you know, what if I book late? Then they're going to be anxious to fill up those last remaining cabins. Well, that may be true, but you may be stuck in a lower deck in an inside cabin, and maybe that's not quite what you had in mind.
Now,
you have to kind of, you know, weigh what it is that you really want. What is it that you want? And that's something that your travel concierge will ask you.
Now,
you know, what is it that you really want?
I got you. Now,
and then we can help you.
Is there a certain place that you need to avoid on the boat, like where to be, like so you don't, like, don't go by the engines? You know, if you want to sleep well, is there a certain place you need to know, like any of those little tricks, any, like, if you're going to be on the boat?
Absolutely. The closer that you can get to the middle of the ship,
yeah,
and the higher up, the higher decks on the ship, that's the more comfortable ride, especially people who are prone to seasickness and that type of thing. It's also quieter there. Because in the front, you have the anchors coming down when you get to the ports of call you're going to, and in the back, you have the engines.
Wow, that's good. Lee, you hear that? That's what we got
to
do. We're going
to
get on the boat. We got to go in the middle,
yeah,
top.
And you don't want to be near the people who do the rowing.
And this is what I want to do. I want to book a cruise with Captain Doug and Gayla together, because I know if I'm on that cruise, that's going to be the best cruise that there is out there. So that's where...
Absolutely, it will.
And to get to where people can contact both of you is at atravelcrew.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. And crew is C-R-E-W.
C-R-E-W.
Or we have the phone number, which would be 239-592-7233.
Captain Doug and Gayla Rates, we really appreciate you both coming on today, and we look forward to talking in the near future, and especially when other great things that might come up in travel and your travel plans. We'd love to have you back on the show and talk more about that.
Well, we appreciate that, Dr. Fitness, and we have a free gift for your listeners, if we may.
Sure.
If they would go to atravelcrew.com and click on the free giveaway button, they'll come across your banner, the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy banner. Click on it, and there's a free gift waiting for them, and we hope
they
enjoy it.
Awesome. Lee, I hope that...
You think it's a cruise?
It might be. It might be some DVDs. Might be DVDs or some books from us. Anyway, thanks, guys, so much. We look forward to talking to you in the near future.
We really enjoyed it. Take care.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
That's Captain Doug and Gala Rates. Check them out at atravelcrew.com. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Go to our Facebook page right now. Click it on. Sign up. Become one of our buddies, one of our friends. It shouldn't be friends. It should be, what should it be? Buddies? Friend? What's another word for friend?
Acquaintance.
Acquaintances? Yeah. Anyway, go sign up. Join up on our site and check out our new book. It's just about to come out. 35 Ways to Raise Active Kids by Turner Publishing. We're really fired up about it, and I know I am. You may not be so excited about
it. I'm extremely excited.
You are excited? That's how you show excitement?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's bring – I'm excited now because we have with us –
Your girlfriend.
I know. Very, very hot and sexy. Valerie Arsoni. She is the creator of lebootcamp.com.
That was good French accent.
Le Bootcamp? You like that? And
I thought LeBeau from Hogan's Heroes.
You know
was
what?
In the room.
This is what I want. I want to come back in my next life as Valerie Arsoni because I want to tell you, first of all, she travels all over the world and she's taking these beautiful pictures in bikinis all over the place with our buddy Tracy Mallett. Over in, she's in Malibu. She's in Corsica.
She came back from the Tour de France.
She was just in the Tour de France. Is that true, Valerie? Were you just at the Tour de France?
Yes, it's true. I'm delighted to be back with you guys. Yes, I'm traveling a lot with my buddy Tracy Mallett. And next time you can join us, you know.
I think it's too much beauty in one place for me. I don't think my head will explode. I can't be around too many beautiful women like you guys. It's too much.
I'm sure you can handle it.
Maybe the fat guy can handle it. Can you handle it?
I can handle it.
Okay.
Okay, come with me. I'm going back to Paris first 2 weeks of September.
What are you traveling? Is this like fun? Is this business? Is this what's going on? I mean, every time I see you,
this is her life.
I know, but it looks like you're having so much fun, Valerie.
Listen, you know, I don't think we should have a barrier between fun and life. So for me, and business. So for me, it's not business. It's always fun. And the day it becomes business, it's because I did something wrong and it's all boring. So I'm trying to see happiness and fun in everything I do.
Well, it's definitely coming through, and it's definitely, I love checking up on you. I noticed that the both of us, we both share a dislike for turbulence on the airplane.
Oh, you must have seen my crazy tweet from 33,000 feet. I mean, usually my neighbor suffers from it because I use my long nails to, you know, grab somebody's arm. But last time I was very blessed. I had a hot guy next to me, and he made me feel much better.
Was he a pilot? What did he say that made you feel better?
You know, he was talking with a very soft, sweet voice, and I almost forgot where I was.
Oh, really? You see, that's the other thing. That's what I need to do a lot of times. I need to...
You need a hot guy with sweet voice talking to you?
You need to grab the lady's arm.
No, I just need to talk to someone to disassociate myself from where I am currently. If I can have a conversation...
We should travel together.
I know. But I know you would... Just by knowing the fact that you are not comfortable and I'm not comfortable, I need to know someone... Like, I like traveling with the fat guy because he looks at me and he goes, dude... What is wrong with you? He goes, there's nothing you can do. If this plane goes down anyway, there's nothing we can do about it. So he is so at peace in an airplane. It's scary to me.
Okay, I'll take the fat guy with me then.
So what's going on? What's happening with lebootcamp.com? You guys keep growing and growing and growing, and you have some great tips for us today.
Yeah, we are. I wanted to share a few things with you. But before that, I love the title of your book. So really post the links on Amazon and everywhere we can get it on my fan page. And we'll make sure to send a huge newsletter to our fans and members.
We appreciate
700,000 of them. This is important.
We really appreciate that. Thank you so much. That would be great.
The thing I wanted to share with you guys, there are three main things. But I was in France 2 weeks ago, and I was shocked. You know, France is usually adopting the old trends from the USA 20 years later. We are famous for that.
Right.
Well, right now we are adopting something I'm not proud of. We are adopting the high protein diet, this Atkins diet. It's crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Everywhere you go, people are eating their, you know, chicken with dairy and eggs and fish, and you don't see vegetables like we used to. And they're just happy because after 2 weeks of that crazy, unbalanced, and dangerous diet, yeah, they have lost a few pounds, but it's not healthy. So what happens after 3 weeks? They get back to their old habits.
Yeah,
and they gain everything they had lost, and they regain a few more pounds, and they enter this vicious yo-yo cycle. So I really hope this is not there to stay. It's very dangerous, and I want to tell everybody, if you are hitting the beach in 2 weeks from now and you want to lose these 6 extra pounds that, you know, you always have these extra little pounds on your hips for women, belly for men. How about that, Mr. Fat Guy? But don't fall, you know, in that trap, because it's going to be worse. It's not going to work, and it's so unhealthy for your heart, and if you didn't know about that, for your kidney system.
You're right. Bad for the kidneys. Trying to get rid of all the uric acid from the protein metabolism. Now,
but doesn't all that cigarette smoking counteract that?
Yeah.
Well, we stopped smoking in France. Now we don't even have that to save us. Yeah. You know.
Now let me ask you this: why is it that, you know, we heard about the French paradox? Why is it that the French were living longer, and now all of a sudden they're going, let's live like the Americans and eat like the Americans, and they're going to die sooner? Why would they? They should look at us and go, no way, let's run away. Especially when we come over to France and everybody goes, oh my God, you can always tell an American right away. They're so loud.
Because you're looking for the nearest McDonald's.
Right, exactly. How could that be possible that they wanted to emulate what we're doing?
Well, the thing is, as I told you, we are always late by 20 years, so we are becoming lazy. And I think the French paradox is almost dead.
Right.
I think it's a myth. French women don't get fat. Well, they do if they stop walking and if they start eating. There's not so much of a paradox. I think the old generation, my generation, still has it. But the new one, if you go at the cashier's the local Safeway, you'll see what's in the cart, and it's frightening.
Right.
It's prepackaged food, prepared dinners, everything already made. I think we are losing it.
Now,
hopefully, there's going to be a surge in our, you know, cultural pride, and we're going to go back to where we were. But with the media enforcing the belief that high-protein diet and no exercise is fine, I think we are in a bad shape.
Now, Valerie, I also read recently that in France, there is a troubling statistic about the cafes are closing down. There's not as many cafes as there used to be. And they're moving more towards these franchise restaurants.
That's correct. You have Starbucks now in Paris. And don't misunderstand me. I love Starbucks. I love their teas. I don't drink coffee, but I love their teas and everything. But it's killing the local little cafes that, you know, locals would go to. And even you Americans visiting, you would love these little nice places, so typical, so French. We are losing it for two reasons. The European laws, you know, are imposing very strict ways of handling drinks and everything. Some of these ways don't really work with the ways we're handling our drinks. And also because people want to be Americanized. They don't want to recognize it because there is always this anti-American.
Right, resentment. Right, exactly.
But
exactly.
They still want to live like at a Disney World. You know, people are looking for these pristine places where everything is perfect. And I think, again, we're going to lose our culture, not in small places like Corsica. Of course, I'm proud of Corsica, but we're keeping our cafes and everything. There's no franchises.
You love that Corsica.
Well, of course, it's my place.
That's your hometown, right? That's where you're...
It's my home island, but it's a place where we eat healthily. We are still maybe 50 years backward, which is fine. We are still eating vegetables. This is the home place of the Mediterranean diet, and hopefully it's going to stay that way. And you can come with me and... No, check it next time.
Listen, anywhere you go, I want to be. But first of all, before we get to some of the other stuff I want to talk about, how is being over in France, how is everyone handling the French disappointment at the World Cup? I know the World Cup was real big a month ago.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
I'm a big fan of soccer everywhere across the world.
I'm going to tell you one word.
Yes.
One word. Shame.
Yeah. It
shame
was really
on you
shameful.
Guys, not you talking to me, but the team. I was ashamed to be French, frankly. How can you behave like that?
I know.
Were like little kids rebelling against Papa. I don't want to train today.
I don't want to train. Right. I'm not going to show up. I'm not going to play.
I was ashamed. Not that we lost. Losing is okay if you did everything in your power. And, I mean, they're lucky we are not in North Korea, because I don't know if you've heard what happened.
Yeah, they have a different...
In Korea, the North Korean team, they wanted to shame their team by...
torturing them.
No.
That's what they did. They tortured them.
But they did.
Them.
Actually, the trainer and everybody have been sent to something that looks like a concentration camp, like work camp.
Wow.
I don't say this is good. I don't condone, and I hope these guys will be expelled from the World Cup next time, but... I mean, the French people, this French team was just not, just a shame. You know, little kids. I looked at the Americans. They were fighting, baby, until the 92nd
yeah,
minute.
Yeah, I know.
They could have lost. No, they won at the last minute. They had
right, that game. Right. That was a great, yeah. Against Algeria, that was a great game.
I was so happy for the American team because they put their guts on the field and they made it happen.
Yeah.
The French team was like rock stars. They had these diva things and little tantrums. I think it's a good lesson. We get rid of the bad guys. We, you know, start again from scratch, and next time we might win again.
Yeah, they have a new coach, and hopefully they can get rid of. I know there's been some scandal too with some of the players, as well. Some of the top players on the team also got into a little scandalous affair with a lady that a very beautiful
popular.
Lady, very popular lady with the soccer.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
so,
I know, but.
But anyway,
I love Spain anyway. You know, they have good food as well, and I love their players, so it's fine. I was proud of them as well.
Yeah, Spain is becoming all of a sudden. Spain's becoming the hotbed of you got Rafa Nadal and you got the Spanish soccer. What else do you need?
And
Lee?
Look at their players, baby. They look very hot.
Yeah, they.
I could travel with them on a plane anytime.
They look like they're from New Jersey. A lot of those guys look like they're from
exactly.
New Jersey. All right, let's move on. Now we know that Ramadan is starting pretty soon, or actually it might even be part of Ramadan. And
it has started already.
And
yeah.
Lee, the fat guy is a big fan of the Ramadan noodles, right? Is that what you like?
Yes, I love them.
You mean the ramen noodles?
The ramen noodles. That's what he likes. Anyway, well, first of all, this is the time of the year where our Muslim friends they have to fast like the entire day until sundown.
Yeah,
is
they
that correct?
Actually fast from sunrise to sunset for 30 days.
Wow!
And when I say fast, it's food and drink. It's not so healthy for the body, but they're not doing it for the body. They're doing it for their spiritual life. And so we won't comment on the religious aspect. But the thing I wanted to talk to you about is we have a lot of members from the Muslim community who become boot campers on lebootcamp.com.
Right.
And they always tell us something that surprised me at first, that though they only eat once a day for 30 days, they usually gained an average of 4 to 6 pounds after a month of that diet.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
And it's only one meal, and you're like, why is that so? Well, when we, you know, looked at it, what happened is after a day of fasting, they would just gorge themselves. They would jump on pastries, cookies, sweets, fat food, you know, dairy, everything. So they would pack more calories in one meal than they would have had during an entire day before or after Ramadan.
Wow.
So the major, we have two or three pieces of advice, which I'd love to share if it's fine with
yes,
you guys.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. The first one is if you can, and it all depends on your culture, so check with your imam if you can do it. But the first thing is break your fast with a freshly squeezed lemon and room temperature water. This is going to drain all the toxins that your body has generated because of this stress of being, you know, under a very strict famine routine. So freshly squeezed lemon juice, room temperature water, followed by green tea. No sugar in the tea, please, otherwise you're going to have this huge sugar surge in your blood, not healthy. And then if you can start by protein, like chicken, fish, hummus, if you don't eat...
I love hummus, yeah.
Hummus is amazing, great source of protein. After that, you can eat. But remember, don't eat until midnight, because otherwise you're going to be eating for 4 hours and you're going to overdo it. So wait, eat the first little bite after your drinks, eat, and then talk with your friends. Do something else so that there is this necessary time for the fullness signal to go from your stomach to your brain. It takes about 20 minutes. So really take your time, eat slowly, and start with drinks and protein.
Yeah, it's that time element. It's really that slowing down process, Valerie, that's so important because you can do a lot of damage in a short amount of time when it comes to eating. You know,
don't tell me about it.
when you're hungry, when you get to that Ramadan stage, when you're starving, it's like that first 5 minutes, it's like you got to keep the small children and animals away because no one's safe. You know, you're going to eat everything. So
no, that's the thing. So it's really, and I understand my friends always tell me we don't want to be obsessed by being skinny during this holy month. I understand, but this is just healthy. It's the healthiest way to handle your body during this fasting period is to start with these drinks and protein so that the right signals are sent to the body. And then, of course, you won't eat as much. And if you learn how to slow down, as you just said so rightly, then you won't eat as much. And at the end of the month, you'll be all pure in your mind and in your body as well.
Well, we want to tell everyone, first of all, the best application tool that there's out there to lose weight. And we know that it works. is libbootcamp.com. Go sign up. Go join up there. There's great information there.
Hey, by the way, we have a nice coupon. I mean, promo code for you guys.
What do you got? Nice.
Yeah, we have Dr. Fitness, DrFitness, and you get 50% off.
Woo! Nice. Nice.
Good for you.
That's what
listeners.
I'm talking about. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that, Valerie. And we're going to talk to you next month again. We'd love having you on the show, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you. What's are you going in? Are you going to be traveling anywhere in the next couple of weeks? Any place exotic?
Yeah, actually, I'll be live on NBC Today New York show on August 29th. So I'll be traveling to New York.
Wait, you're going to be on the Today show on August 29th.
Today in New York. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to be there. Oh, you know what? I'm going to be there on the 27th.
Okay, extend by 2 days, and we can have fun on the set.
I know. I'm going there on a Friday, and so you're going to be there. Ugh, man, Lee, you see this?
Just days away.
I'm just missing Valerie or Sony at LeBootCamp.com. Well, anyway, if we can meet up, I'm going to try to see if I can change my plans. But it's always a pleasure having you on the show, and we look forward to having you next month as well, dear.
Good. I'm happy here as well, and I'm looking forward to talking to you next month.
Very good, Valerie. Take care. Have a great week, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's the very lovely and talented Valerie Ossoni, LeBootCamp.com. She is the founder. She started it, and she is a wellness expert. Great information there. Check them out online, and also check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids by Turner Publishing. It'll be out in 2 weeks. Get it for every parent that's out there. They need to know how to keep their kids active. No more fat kids. We are done with fat kids. Right, Lee?
I'm the last one.
No more fat kids. We got plenty of them out there. We need, first of all, we need athletes. No more fat kids. We need kids that are ready to be active. And check out our new book. You got 35
things.
Did you
say athletes or mathletes?
No. What are mathletes? I don't know what the hell that is.
Smart math guys.
No, we don't need those guys. Forget that. They're coming from India and China, right? We don't make them here that well. That's why, rightly, we don't do that well here.
We only
do
extra large.
We're good in other things, but not that. Anyway, let's bring on our next guest. Excited once again to have with us the editor for Men's Fitness Magazine, Roy Johnson. Welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Roy. What is happening this month in Men's Fitness Magazine?
Well, I tell you, we've got the great Jason Statham coming up on our cover. I mean, he is the baddest guy in Hollywood. He's in the film Expendables.
Oh, yeah. It comes out this week.
We went to Australia, worked out with him on the set, got some great pictures there, plenty of workouts, a lot of great nutrition stuff, packed with all sorts of things as usual.
Nice. Very good. So now, that movie comes out this week. Did you have any other guys around there like Stallone and I heard the baddest guy out of all those expendable guys is that guy Randy Couture.
Well, Randy Couture fights for a living. All these other guys are just pretending.
Yeah.
So if there was a fight on set, I might have put my money on Couture. All the other guys are just posing.
I read an article that they interviewed. They said, "Who's the guy? Who's the one guy that's like the baddest guy?" And they all said him. And I'm like, "Oh, it was like unanimous." So I can tell you're right. Everybody else is does it for fun, but he's the real deal.
Yeah, they just play bad guys in the movies. He does it and proves it in the ring or in the octagon.
Great, great. What else you got in the magazine this month?
Well, we've got we're really trying to challenge you. And for those of you who work out regularly, we've got a couple of great workouts. We've got one we called with a real old school routine that's really called a 5x5 workout. Most guys, when they do workouts, they do like 3 sets and then move on to the next
right.
move. We're gonna challenge you to do 5 sets, not at your maximum weight, but to do 5 sets of each of these moves, really to boost your gains. Because a lot of guys get they reach a plateau, they get bored, they don't feel like they're challenged. We'll do the 5x5 this month and see if you can boost your gains. And
nice.
Then we have another one we call the pain workout. It's the same thing. This is a month when you challenge yourself. Coming towards the end of the summer, you've really worked hard, you look good, but you don't want to slack off going into Labor Day. So
right.
Got some challenging moves here for you this month.
Oh, great. So lots of good new ideas about working out. Not your typical 3-set workout. Now it's multiple sets. Is it now, do you also limit the amount of time, the rest in between each set? Is that also in there as well to make it a little more challenging as well?
resting is important. You don't want to rest too long, but you want to rest long enough so that you can get the maximum effort out of each set. You know, some guys go right from one set to another, and then you know, by the third and certainly in the fifth set, you don't have anything left. So you do want to give yourself rest. It's typically about 30 seconds, and that allows you to get the most out of each set.
Yeah, I find working out with the fat guy, he tends to rest for 30 minutes in between each set.
Yeah, I was going to say, the 30-day rest period doesn't quite fit in with our plan.
We call it napping. We don't call it rest.
You know, Roy, we have a thing about working out, me and the fat guy. It's the thing is, working out for most people, you know, you can use the increments of the weights to challenge oneself. We think that laughing, trying to make the other guy laugh in the middle of doing a repetition or a set, that really separates the men from the boys. When you
absolutely to be able to hold 150 pounds
absolutely.
Up in the air above your chest with while
right.
you're
somebody's while making fun of you,
right? Get that heart rate
that's,
up.
That's for the real men. That's
I
not for everybody.
I haven't seen that in your magazine yet.
We have to come up with the tickle workout,
right? Tickle workout, absolutely. There's nothing like it, and that's how you make it interesting.
Concentration, absolutely. Focus.
Now, a couple of issues ago, we talked a little bit about Lance Armstrong, who's getting ready for the Tour de France. The Tour de France is over now. Lance had a disappointing effort. I don't disappointing in terms of didn't win it, but you know, a lot of speculation surfacing around him about allegations of past drug use now, and you know, his performance. He crashed a bunch of times. I can't believe the guy finished the race because he crashed like three times. You want to comment anything about what do you think around him? Because he's been such a this is one guy who's been tested more than anyone, and a lot of speculation, especially from Floyd Landis and lots of other people, about if he's clean or not. What do you think?
You know, there may not be a more polarizing figure in all of sports. You don't find many people who are wishy-washy about Lance Armstrong.
Right.
Most people will agree that what he has done off the bike to bring awareness to finding a cure for cancer and the money that he has raised through Live Strong certainly elevates him to being among the best do-gooders
right.
among professional athletes. But there are those who also believe that there's something there, that, you know, the proverbial where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
Unfortunately, there's no proof yet.
Right.
And what you really hope is this doesn't drag on forever without some definitive response. Either show us the test or move on. It's almost the same with Barry Bonds. The man's been under indictment for 20 years.
Right.
And I believe the prosecutors have moved on because they actually can't find anything. Well, say that and move on. You know, I'm tired of allegations and threats and even indictments, which get a lot of press. They get prosecutors and people like Floyd Landis a lot of attention, but then it disappears and nothing is ever resolved, and it leaves the person tainted without any real resolution.
Now, more importantly, let's talk about the dream team in Miami. What's your take on that?
I tell you, you know, being a Knicks season ticket holder.
Are you really? Are you a Knick, you see, so you're are you a diehard Knicks fan?
I'm not a diehard Knicks fan. I didn't grow up here.
Okay.
I've lived here most of my adult life, and my kids have been going to games since they were babies. So my son was hoping for LeBron in New York, but it
right.
clearly did not have a snowball chance of happening because it looks like he and D. Wade and Bosch have, you know, decided about 5 years ago
right.
that they were going to play with each other.
Right.
You know, I think it was a great thing for the NBA in the off season. It kept them at the top of the pages and in the back pages of the tabloids. You now have the Miami Heat, who are the New York Yankees without the rings right now, but
right.
they are the team that everyone will come watch. You know, everybody is circling Miami, coming to their town.
Right.
It will sell out everywhere, and other teams are not going to go lightly.
Right.
They are going to be the NBA's rival. You know, no matter where they're playing, other teams are going to try to stake their claim against the Heat. And
right.
now Jeff Van Gundy thinks they'll win 85 games. Which is pretty difficult in an 82-game season.
That's how good they are.
But right now, I don't know who's on the team other than the three guys.
Right.
I mean, they got a couple of guys. But, you know, so unless they're going to play 3-on-5,
right.
I'm not quite sure how they're going to do, but they're going to be fun as heck to watch.
And if you, the other thing too is the expectation now is, you know, I've seen so much expectation saying that they're going to be in the NBA finals. They may win the championship. If you watch the finals last year between the Lakers and the Celtics, it came down to their bench. It wasn't their top guys that you know, they needed a strong bench in order to win. And
there's so many factors that, you know, come into reaching the final.
Right.
Health being the main
right.
one. And you're right. Every critical game was ultimately won by someone who was not one of the stars.
Right.
Yes, the stars did their share. But those guys were just toast by Game 7 of the finals. And if it wasn't for the benches on those respective teams, they wouldn't have gotten there. And certainly the Laker bench ultimately outplayed the Celtic bench. And
right.
that's why these teams retool there every year. They don't necessarily retool with the stars. So whatever happens, it'll be fun to watch. They'll be on the highlights every night. And they will be the standard bear for the league this season, but I will guarantee you that Orlando and Boston and Chicago in the East are not going to go quietly.
Now, what about the controversy of LeBron being kind of in an ensemble now instead of being the leader? What's your take on that?
You know, that is a something that will have to resolve itself over time. You know, it is clearly not his team. He chose to take a step back in order to get a chance at a ring. I think ultimately if he has four or five rings, it won't matter whether he was the man or the other man.
Right.
So that is what he decided. I respect him for making that decision. There are some people who believe that, you know, he pretty much took the coward's way out instead of leading a team, just sort of joining a bunch of guys and the posse going after the ring together. It remains to be seen how his legacy is shaped by that decision.
Right. Now, getting back to the Men's Fitness magazine, one of the things I love about the magazine is I love the quickie little recipes that you can use, especially for guys. You know, we're, especially me, I hate to cook. I hate to do anything in terms of anything that's going to keep me for 10 minutes to eat, to make something. I'm not a big fan of, especially like if I have to cook something. Can you imagine if I had to cook something, Lee, for like an hour?
No, that's not going to happen.
Holy crap, that would I'd be done. I'd have to order out and then bring it in and then make something for somebody else. Anything this month that's any quick recipes for people, for especially guys that, you know, need to, you know, I know.
Absolutely. And we call them man meals. And not only are they easy to prepare, but they will impress your lady as well.
Yes. You need
that. They're going to be different. We're not just telling you to grill a steak or make
right.
a hamburger. We have something called the Frogmore Stew.
Ooh.
in this issue. It's sort of a classic Cajun dish. So it's spicy. It's got corn. It's got potatoes and shrimp and a lot of other things. So the preparation time will be fun because you're putting all these ingredients together, basically putting them in a pot, spicing it up, and just watching the magic happen. So that's a great one. But we've also got the best breakfast for weight loss. We've got three different breakfasts that people can use if they want to start losing weight. And your mom told you that breakfast was the most important meal of the day.
Right.
I'm still amazed at how many people don't have breakfast.
Right.
That's their weight loss plan. Well, I'm not going to eat. Well, that's dumb.
Right.
You got to have something to jumpstart your metabolism early in the day. And we've got three great breakfasts in our gut check section this month that will help you not only get your body started burning calories every morning, but give you three great starts if you're trying to lose weight.
Roy, what's your go-to in the morning living in the city? What is there something that you have to have every day? Or I mean, you can have any. Living in New York City.
Pastrami sandwich.
Yeah, that's what I'd go with. Pastrami from Ben's Deli.
The pastrami omelet, is that what you're working on?
No, but that's what
I get up early, and prior to going to work out, I have a protein shake. I have something. I want something in my stomach so that I don't get too lightheaded when I'm at the gym. I work out pretty hard, so I have this shake that has nutrients in it before I go. And then when I return at about 7:30, before I catch my train into the city at about 8:30, I have yogurt with low-fat granola and blueberries. Blueberries are one of the best
antioxidants
you can have because of the antioxidants. and that's how I get my morning
Look
started.
At you, Roy, living clean. Look at that. Look at that.
It's an inspiration to everybody.
I make up for it later in the day.
If he's talking the talk, he's walking the walk. He's doing it all, Lee. I mean, it's unbelievable. Well, this month's issue is it's out for Men's Fitness, and it's always a pleasure, Roy, having you on the show. The Fat Guy and I are going to be in New York in October. We want to go on a workout with you when we're there. What do you think? You think we can go on a little?
Let us know. We'll set something up. We can pull it off. Why don't we do? We can do the show from one of your, work out at the same time.
Oh, that would be great. We would love that. That would be awesome. That'd be fantastic. And I'd love to see the Fat Guy. We may have to bring an oxygen tank with us too, Roy.
Part of the training will be you guys carrying me.
I got a defibrillator in case we need to revive him. So
keep the defibrillator close by.
Roy, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll talk to you next month.
Absolutely. Thanks again, guys.
Take care, buddy. Have a great day. Bye-bye. That's Roy Johnson. He is the editor for Men's Fitness Magazine. Check out the new issue. It is on stands now, mensfitness.com. Check out their website
as
well.
Jason Statham.
That's right.
You know who that is.
Yeah, big dude. Big, strong
tough
dude.
Guy.
Tough guy. Expendables. He's in the new Expendables movie.
I know.
And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, drinthefitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book. You can't that's not our new book. You can't lose weight alone. That's our old book.
I forgot.
You can't lose weight alone. The Partner Power Weight Loss Program is our old book. That's still good. It's good. Don't get me wrong. I like that book. But 35 Ways to Raise Active Kids by Turner Publishing is our new book. It is coming out. It'll be out in a couple of weeks. Check it out in your new.
It's going to be huge in France, thanks to Valerie.
Thebootcamp.com. Absolutely. And go to our Facebook page. Join us. And when's our next prize we're giving out there?
We did 400. What's next?
I don't know. Like every 25?
Well, not anymore. If they're going to happen every week, it's too much work for me.
It's creating a new job for you.
100.
Maybe our 500?
500. They're going to get.
500? We'll get them.
You should go to their house and make them dinner. For the 500.
I don't know about that. Maybe I'll call you.
Maybe
give you a personalized phone call.
That'll be good.
We'll call you up. Or maybe they won't get the 500 if they know we're calling them. Anyway, I want to thank all of our guests for coming on the show today. A special thanks to the Valerie Osoni from thebootcamp.com. Check out thebootcamp.com. Roy Johnson, always a pleasure having him on the show, editor for Men's Fitness Magazine. Check
and the
them out
travel
at Med,
crew.
Fitness, yes, and I want to thank Captain Doug and Gayla Rates. Check them out at atravelcrew.com as well for all your travel plans and all your travel information. And that's our show for today. I want to thank my co-host.
We thanked everybody.
Lee
You're
Kanner
done thanking.
For doing such a great job. For Lee Kanner, I am Dr. Adam Shaffron. Every week, we are making healthy living
fun for everyone.
We'll see you next time. Take care.